Sticking in Cape Town, the company running a desalination plant situated at the V&A waterfront has started legal proceedings against the city of Cape Town, following months of negotiations over contractual disputes. Quality Filtration Systems lodged papers in the Western Cape High Court yesterday morning, and it's suing the city for breach of contract for 53 million rand plus damages. Aletta Harrison has that story as she joins us live on the line now. She's a journalist at News 24. Aletta, when did this problem start, and why are they taking the city to court?
Hi. Well, the problem actually started quite some time ago. In fact, you could say it started right at the beginning of this tender being issued. QFS Quality Filtration System says that very soon after winning that contract, they realized that the water quality, the seawater quality, was in fact much, much worse than the city of Cape Town let on, or that the specifications in the tender documents indicated. So they immediately invested a lot more money than they initially planned for to accommodate this and to be able to produce clean water.
So did they try and resolve this outside of a courtroom first? The matter, do we know what the city of Cape Town's take on this is?
Yes, they have made efforts to resolve this. In fact, they also found that the city of Cape Town didn't initially want to accept all of the water that they were producing. And they say they were not given sufficient reasons for this. And the city of Cape Town then refused to pay them their full fees because they said they were basing the payments on the actual water supplied. QFS says this isn't actually what the contract stipulated at all. And since they weren't given a reason for the city not accepting the water, they were very unhappy with the situation. So they actually entered in a process of mediation at that point. But after months, unfortunately, and that process concluding, there's been no actual outcome. No satisfactory outcome in any case, and the city has refused to pay the company the millions that the company says it owes it.
One wonders, Aletta, is this going to perhaps affect in any way, shape or form the city's plan to use desalination as a part of its long-term water strategies?
Well, of course, there are still two other plants, one at Monwa BC and the other at Strandfontein, and those are running at the moment. So, no, I think for the moment it's safe to say that those will carry on running. There are no problems as yet to indicate that they will stop running anytime soon. As for the V&A plant, while that's closed until further notice, of course, QFS ending its contract with the city over the non-payment of fees. And that plant at the moment is sitting dormant and will be closed until further notice. Of course, the city has 10 days to respond to the court papers that were lodged yesterday morning. So we'll have to wait and see how this process plays out.
Aletta Harrison joining us live on the line there. City of Cape Town being taken to court by Desalinator, the company Quality Filtration Systems, lodging papers in the Western Cape High Court yesterday, claiming 53 million rand in damages.